Hello, and welcome to the first of our second grade podcast. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
And you may be wondering, why are we doing this podcast?
Why are we making it? We're making it to help give families more important information about second grade happenings. We hope you find it useful. We just came off of a great week meeting our students and families. We want to share some highlights from this week.
On Friday, we loved seeing all the students' faces, even though it was a brief interaction. We truly miss everyone, and we are very excited for this school year.
It was very enjoyable seeing the students online each morning this past week, showing up on time, ready to learn, and they bring such great energy to our meetings, which really helps to set the tone for our whole day.
Yes, and what was also so impressive was our students' resilience and ability to be flexible as we navigate this new adventure of distance learning. Students are making it to our Google Meets on time, and if they ever have any problems, they're able to find a way to communicate that issue through our Google Classroom stream or email, which is amazing.
One thing I loved about this week was just seeing how much parents stepped up. I know how hard it is having kids learn at home. I have my own, and this week was exhausting. I really appreciated how parents have been involved helping their children and reaching out to us when they need help. We wanted to give you a brief glimpse into what we are learning next week. In phonics, we are going to continue to read and decode words with short vowel sounds. Learning to read is a big part of the beginning of second grade. In math, we're going to use mental math strategies to add and subtract within 100. Mental math strategies are important as students progress through school. It means they can add and subtract in their head. Some students automatically perform these calculations, but some need explicit instruction. For those that can do this automatically, this week's math is particularly important because it will help them learn to identify the strategy that they are using and explain it.
This week in writing, we will begin our unit on narrative writing. We will brainstorm and write small moment stories. In small moment stories, we will stretch a small event across many pages. We can't wait to read your exciting stories.
For social studies this week, our target will be defining what it means to be a good citizen. We know all of our wolves are great citizens already, but we will remind them of the importance of having good character and individual actions.
And for social emotional learning, we are going to continue our exploration with the different emotions we feel and healthy ways to deal with those feelings.
We wanted to take a few minutes to give you some important reminders. The first is a reminder and permission to let your child be as independent as possible. We know they're still going to ask you for help, but when they make mistakes and turn in imperfect work, it helps us determine the needs of each child. Encourage them to advocate for themselves and communicate their needs directly to us.
Attendance is very crucial at this time. During these first few weeks, we are setting up routines to ease back into the school year. As a reminder, students can receive credit by attending live lessons, watching a recorded lesson and leaving a comment on the video, submitting work, and lastly, parent confirmation of their participation with attendance clerk. Thank you for your support in getting your child ready and live on time.
As we continue to assess and properly group students, we will be using email and our daily agendas to inform you of their small group meetings. Our goal is to set regular days and times as soon as possible. Please continue to check agendas and email daily to help our wolves be prepared. Seesaw is still coming. This will also be a huge help with our daily communication. We will let you know as soon as it's ready, which will hopefully be very soon.
We know students have finished work they need to turn into teachers, but we are still working on the best way for them to do this. So please be patient with us as we figure out the best way for students to complete these tasks.
Each week, we'd like to give you a teacher tip, something that can be useful in assisting your child in distance learning. This week, we'd like to talk to you about math manipulatives. Manipulatives are objects, any object, that students can physically touch and manipulate. In the classroom, we often use red and yellow counters to help students in math. At home, you can turn this into a STEAM challenge project and engineer your own. One idea is that you can use lima bean seeds and spray paint one side red and let it dry, then spray paint the other side yellow. I can't wait to see what you all come up with and use these math manipulatives.
For this upcoming week, we have a couple important dates to note. This upcoming Monday and Tuesday, August 17th and 18th, we will be having a resource pickup day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in our den. The books and materials we'll be handing out to you are very important and necessary as we continue distance learning. Please keep all materials organized and in a safe place. Thank you again for your support in helping our wolves be successful learners.
Also, Fridays are minimum days, and our schedule looks different on this day. We will still have live lessons and work to be completed. Please be sure to refer to the checklist for more information. That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!